Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Dillard. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Romano and he is out, Held applying the tag. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman strikes out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kindle moves to third. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kindle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillard moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up towards the mound. Latman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 1 in the game. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dillard. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Green scores. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Luplow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Luplow reaches third base with a triple. Dillard goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to home to get Luplow. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Held. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Held steals second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kindle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 2 in the game. Latman hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dillard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al LePlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePlow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. LePlow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. Romano moves to third. It's 9-2. Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 3 in the game. Latman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 2 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Dave Philly pinch hits for Mike Forknealy's. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chet Nichols now pitching. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Don Dillard. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Luplow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Luplow reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano strikes out. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 3 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 3 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tillman moves to second. Don Guile pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires to first and picks off Bressoud. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.